Are you on dope?
Yes.
What kind?
Musical dope.
You get high?
Yes.
Off of what?
Music.
Are you on a trip or something?
Yes.
What kind of a trip?
Music.
How old are you?
I'm old in mind, but young in age.
This is Brianna Marie, and you're listening to Soul Discovery, a place run by passion and really dedicated to its music, artists, producers, and record labels, which makes it a unique place, but also a place where listeners come to really absorb themselves and can tap into their emotions and take themselves on a discovery of their own.
Hi, this is Barry Burford from the group Nimbus from Chicago, Illinois, and you are listening to Soul Discovery with Mick O'Donnell playing our song Paradise.
Soul Discovery, a special show. Fysaid, Eddie Thomas, Mike Logan, Freddie Simon, Diana Simon, Laurel Simon, Bobby Womack, Morris Jackson, Mike Jones, Charles Jackson, Byron Woods, just to name a few that our guest has worked with in the past. The group's Nimbus, the new Lost Generation, Morris and the ET Group. all the way from the USA, Chicago. Barry Burford. Good evening, Barry. How are you?
How are you?
Tell you what, it's been a while. It's been a long time setting this one up, hasn't it?
Yeah, too long between conversations.
Yeah, we talk about everything, but we've never recorded it, have we?
Not at all. We got to do better.
Yeah. Before we move on, that's going to be coming out on the 15th of August, 2025, from the wonderful label by Patrick Biggerstaff, Izippo Soul, and the catalogue number is ZP114. That'll be available to everybody, so you won't have to pay big bucks to get a copy. And it's an absolutely fantastic version. That's the one you just heard. Barry, how did that happen, Nimbus? Because there was a lot going on in Chicago at that time.
This is a funny story. I at that time was a working fireman for the city of Chicago. And my brother was going to a musical college, and he happened to see a flyer that said they were making a TV show in Chicago called Chicago Story. It was a cold February day. We all showed up, and we did not know Charles Riley. And a guy named Tony Goodwin we didn't know. But it was so cold that we had to stand somewhere, so there's a currency exchange. We went in there, and the people said we could stand in there because it was too cold to stand on the street. Now, here's the funny part. If you put singers together in Chicago, they're going to sing. Okay? Yeah. So we didn't know these guys, but we started singing with them, and it sounded so good that when we went to do the TV show and we were extras, we started entertaining the crew on board the courtesy bus, and that they kind of fit that all in there. I ended up doing some stunt driving for the show and everything. It's called Chicago Story. It was back in the 80s. And we just kept the association with Charles and Tony and my brother Kevin. We kept that alive. And we had two more people. We had Antonio Moore and, like I said, Tony Goodwin. He wasn't there when we recorded all this. He was there in the beginning, though. So what you're hearing, the recordings you're hearing, are Charles Riley, myself, my brother Kevin, and Al Lake.
Right, Al Lake as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's Al Lake leading Paradise, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say he's on the lead vocals on that, and Charles Riley's on the B-side, you and I, yeah.
That's correct. So Charles Riley may have been the most absolute perfect singer I've ever sung with. He just was incredible. The things he could do with his voice and the grit and the integrity was just amazing. He was that way as a person, too.
So how long was it before, once you started singing with the guys and getting together, how long before you formed Nimbus?
I'm going to say about 3 months. Yeah, it happened kind of quickly. It was about 3 months. Right. It took a minute to weed in who was going to stay and who wasn't, you know.
Whose face fitted and who didn't, yes. Okay, get that. But that come out, what's Shyback Records? Because where did they come from? How did you get in touch with them, guys?
Here's how this worked. Shyback, the Shy, S-H-Y, is a derivative of Chicago Shy, C-H-I. Okay, so we Shy, hyphen, back, Barry, Alvin, Charles, Kevin, and our business manager, his nickname was Easy, so we just put Shy Back on there.
What happened to that label? Was it just a one-off?
It turned out to be just a one-off. I was going to keep it alive, but I decided not to because, you know, running a label is expensive, and putting out your own music is expensive. And we just kept going, and finally it was costing me all kinds of money, and I said, that's it.
Right, and that came out, the publishers were Jewel Star Records at the time, yeah?
That's correct.
And did you ever do anything for that label, with that group?
Just friends. Yeah, Keith Stevens and Oliver Miller. Good musicians, good people.
Yep, fantastic. Well, and what happened after that then, when that record label went? And did you left it for about a year? Because that would be about 1981, yeah, that record?
Yeah, that was 81, and then 82, we opened up Shyback with Melodies of Love and Paradise.
Right, so that was, yeah, okay. So, and then...
Yeah, Field of Fire was on Full Scope.
That's right, that was on Full Scope, correct, yeah. Sorry, I've got them mixed up. I apologise, that's my fault. I should do my research, which I do.
Not a biggie.
You don't know the collectors out there going, oh, he's got that wrong. Oh, he's got that wrong. The soul police will be hunting me down forever now. But, okay.
Well, we appreciate them for the accuracy.
So you produced those songs?
I did.
How did you produce that? Were you working with anybody beforehand to learn how to do that?
You kind of learn how to do that after you've been doing it as long as I have. And, you work with so many other people, Bobby Womack and people like that. Eddie Thomas, Alvin Thomas's son. When you start working with people like that, you learn how the business goes and how to structure music. I told you, one of the guys that I've been blessed to work with is Fred Simon. Another one is Mike Logan. I'm gonna say that about both of them. Both of them are musical geniuses, and the world is asleep on both of them because they're both incredible. Not only incredible musicians, they're incredible human beings. And I found that when you work with people who love what they do and they enjoy it and they enjoy people, it's a beautiful thing. People asleep on Mike Logan. Mike Logan is incredible, man.
Yeah, we'll come to Mike Logan later on because we've got to talk about some other tracks. But let's take a little snippet. Every time I hear this, this is absolutely fantastic. And I've got to say, Phil Ward done a fantastic mix on this for the 7-inch. But you and I, vocally and production-wise, this is one of the best soul records ever. And if you've not got a copy, please go and buy it. It's going to be available, like I said, from the 15th of August from 2025 from my Zippo Soul. But Barry, this is just what I came into soul for. This is unbelievable. What an outstanding tune.
Hi, this is Barry Burford from the group Nimbus from Chicago, Illinois, and you are listening to Soul Discovery with the one and only Mick O'Donnell playing our song, You and I.
Yeah.
just incredible, incredible, incredible. My special guest from Chicago, Barry Burford. Barry, that is just, well, what can I say? It's just, words can't describe that record.
That one was fun to perform too. It was fun to record, was fun to perform.
What was it like in the studio when you record something like that?
You get a chill.
Too right you do.
I'll tell you this. Charles did that on the first take. He just went through it. We'd gone through it a couple times before we did it. And he was one of those singers that you didn't have to do too much. You give him the music, play it, and he understood the music, and he just naturally, God-given talent, he just went with it. And when you do it on the first take like that, that's just, it gives you a chill.
It was on Full Scope Records from 1980. Was it 81, 82? What year would that be?
That was 81.
That was 81. And that was,
yeah,
that was produced by you as well.
Yeah.
See, you've got talent. You've got loads of talent. And
well, I appreciate that, my friend.
Yeah, and that's going to be, I'm going to plug it again, because this is just an incredible record. You've got to purchase this. This is going to be the B-side to Paradise on iZippo Soul Records. Any information, go directly to the Soul Discovery website. Barry, I'm going to talk about this because me and you, I hounded you for ages about this record. One of them records, it was a cover version, but your version of the new Lost Generation on this track, and it's only recently come out on a 45 again through iZippo Soul Records, which is unbelievable. 15 years we were hunting this, we were trying to work this out to get it out.
It feels like it, doesn't it? It's got to be a good 10-11 years.
It's just an incredible version, and it was a Lou Rolls record. And who come up with the idea of doing this cover?
Mike Jones.
It was Mike.
Here's how that went. Freddie called me and said, I'd like for you to work with me. And I said, okay. And the trick with Fred Simon, Fred, when I tell you he's a genius too, believe me. he hears stuff in his head that people wouldn't think, but his brother Larell was also a genius.
Yes, yeah.
Larell was something else, man. He's a good dude. They hear stuff that nobody else hears. And the thing with working with Fred is we just look at each other and nod our heads. He said, anything you want to change? Nope, that sounds good. Let's go do the next part. Well, there were no parts with this song. Mike and I, and we were in my condo, and we went over the song 2 hours before we went to the studio. Went to the studio. He laid the vocals. We came in and did the background. That was it. It was so professional and so quick. I can't think of a session I was in where it went that smoothly.
Someone to understand you Oh, like I do, like I do. You'll never find the rhythm and the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Whoa, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way,
you're gonna miss my loving.
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 You're gonna miss. You're gonna miss. Like I do, and you'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, well, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no ifs and buts.
Listening to the new Lost Generation, you're never gonna find another love like mine. Barry, just an incredible. You brought soul to the record. I'm not dishing Lou Rawls. Not being funny. He's a crooner. He's a jazz singer. Kind of touches the side of soul, but this Mike Jones and then background vocalists just completely made the record what it was supposed to be.
And you know how the background vocals came about? Fred said, okay, let's do this. And we just did it. That's how it worked.
Yeah, but you were going to get it right, weren't you? Because look at the background vocalists. You can tell us who they were.
Me, Fred, Diana, what's his name? We just lost him.
Byron Woods.
Byron Woods. And a young lady used to be one of the Emotions.
Teresa Davis.
And nobody had ever worked together before, but that's not unusual. When you got good, they just, you know, everybody, this year, you want this one, you take that one. Okay, I got it. Let's go.
And Mike was involved in the music on that as well.
No, that's Mike Logan. That's all Mike Logan.
Yep. That's what I was saying. He involved in that as well.
Yep.
And it was
all Mike Logan.
And produced by you and Freddie Simon. And the lead vocals, the fantastic Mike Jones.
Incredible man.
Yeah.
Incredible singer. Incredible guy. That's my brother. We're close. We're real close.
Yeah, I've become close with him over the last 20 years, I think. Yeah, we have, yeah.
He's
such a... Well, everybody is. Everybody that you're involved with, Barry, just an incredible... They just want to do so much to the music and everything's so helpful. Right, so I'm going to ask you the question. The new Lost Generation, why the new?
Well, because except for Fred, there were none of the original members there. he decided he wanted to change it to new because it was all new members.
Yep. So that's the only reason that you changed it.
Yeah.
To, wow.
That's really it.
What a legacy, hey? Wow, unbelievable. And you started to work with the likes of Maurice Jackson.
I did.
Yeah, and you come out with an album, a CD, It's All Right, and it is by Maurice and the E.T. Group. E.T., Eddie Thomas.
Eddie Thomas.
What a legend.
We worked with the man who had hit after hit after hit with the Impressions, the Stylistics. Eddie was around. Eddie knew good musicianship. He knew how to promote it. He had a team called the Dogs of War.
Yeah, yep.
And they would promote music all over the world. Eddie was the man.
Yeah, and he was totally involved with everything that was happening with the Impressions and Curtis Mayfield. And he was
absolutely
Bobby Franklin, Nolan Chance, Betty Lloyd, Gina, Jesse Anderson. There were so many, the Triple Twins, the Brook Brothers. And he was involved in with Barbara Ackland. I spoke to Eddie, which you introduced me to Eddie many, many years ago before his sad death. I spoke to him about four or five times, and he was such a gentleman on the phone. He was unbelievable.
Always in real life, always. You know, years and years ago, I might have been 17, and I walked in his office. And I played him some music that I'd done, and I sang for him. And he told me, he said, "You're on the right track." He says, "Keep doing what you're doing. You'll be all right. We may end up working together," and we did.
What formed that group then, Maurice and the E.T. group?
Okay, this is another dumb story. Maurice and I were working out in the same health club, and I'm getting ready to leave the locker room, and he's walking in, and I look at him. "I know you." And he said, "Yeah, we met before, haven't we?" And we started talking, and he said, "You know what? I'm putting together something at my father's church." He said, "Could you come by there tomorrow at 5:00? So I opened up my book and looked, and I could, and I said, "Yeah, I'll be there." And I went by, and one of his daughters and one of his like grand nieces was there, Felicia Jackson. We went through some singing, different notes and music, and see how the blend was, and it was real good. Felicia Jackson is also Chuck Jackson's daughter.
Yes, which fantastic, unbelievable.
Okay.
And Maurice Jackson just happened to be in the gym. The guy from the Independents, the guy that gave us Lucky Fella, I Was Wrong, and one of my all-time favorites, Don't Stop Saying You Love Me. Just happened to be in the gym when you walked in.
And I walked in.
Unbelievable.
In the next locker lineup was Vern Allison from the Dells. Okay. He's a great human being too.
Could you get me a membership for that gym? Wow. How did this all get with Eddie? How did you and Eddie and Maurice all get involved with this group?
Eddie had been the Independents' original manager.
Yeah.
Maurice called him again and said, "Listen, I'm getting ready to do this. You want to be a part of it?" And Eddie said, "Yeah, I'm coming. I'm in." That's how we got back together. And Eddie and I remembered 20 years before that we had talked. That was when he was head of Curtime Records with Curtis Mayfield. And that's what Curtime was, Curtis and Thomas.
Yeah.
So we just started talking, and he taught me a whole lot. I really miss him because that was my movie buddy. He'd call me and always have movie passes, and we'd go to the movies. And then we'd have lunch and talk about music.
Sounds like the life, doesn't it? Movies and music.
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
This must be the place. I hope it's home. I can hardly wait to see. He's home. I've often wondered if I ever see you again.
Stop by to let you know that the prayer that you prayed was answered today. I thank God for you. You never looked down on me. You just prayed for me. Last time we talked, well, I chose the old way, but now I've come back to say, say, come back to say, come back to say, come back to say. It's been revealed that I'm healed and I'm delivered. Oh, I was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God healed my life, and the veil fell from my eyes just like a blind man. I can truly see what's real, real for me. It's been
Soul Discovery, my special guest from Chicago. I love saying that. USA, Barry Burford. Barry, that is, you know, the CD came along. It's not, you know what, I got it as a brand new track at the time, and there's no date on it, and I can't remember what year it was, but it's all the sleeve notes are all fantastic inside, and so much information. And of course, Mike's on there as well, doing all the musician
work. That was Mike on the keyboards.
Oh dear, we're going to have to get him on, aren't we? We're going to have to get him on. It's just one of those guys. Yeah,
I'll try to catch up with him.
Yeah, that's okay. That was the group. Is that when Eddie and that partaked, and you went on then to have the group Maurice?
Yes.
So who become the members of Maurice?
Felicia Jackson, of course, Maurice, myself, Lois Ann Mahone. She was Maurice's oldest daughter, and was Nicole Holloway, his other daughter.
Well, you released the track, and it come to my attention, and I couldn't get my head around how wonderful this track was. A few years later, I asked you if you possibly get Maurice and yourself, could I have that track for my CD, Soul Discovery, which came out 2009, I think it was. And there was many other artists on there, quite a lot. But you and Maurice agreed, but you went even further. You went back into the studio and you re-recorded it. Yeah, the 2009 mix, which I've just looked at the notes, it says on here. So, yeah, the CD came out in 2009. So how can I say you love me? It touched me so. At the time, it destroyed me. It just so many good words in that track. Who wrote that song?
Maurice did.
It was Maurice.
It was Maurice.
Wow, just incredible. And you went back into the studio with Maurice and you recorded it and put this on the CD, which I still can't get over because at the time the controller's done exactly the same thing, you know. And I was in awe of all this, and I was listening to this music. But let's have a listen to this, because I really, really think this is very apt for what's happening in the world today. And I just think
if some film producer could pick this up for a film, I just think you'll have a massive, massive hit. Not just because of the money, etc., because of what because of what the words say.
It's what it's discussing in terms of maybe our morality and, you know, what we should be paying attention to that we're not. We're coming to the end, I'm afraid. It's been really nice talking to you. So much I want to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you on a show. We'll have to do it again, my friend.
We will. What are you doing at the moment? Are you involved with anything?
Not right now. Fred and I are talking about doing some things with Mike Jones, but not yet.
Right, okay. And is Mike still on the stage? Still working on the stage?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and how's Fred? Is he looking after himself?
Fred's looking good. He's feeling good.
He always looks good.
Yeah. You know, Fred's an immaculate dresser.
Yeah, I was going to say, he does. The photographs and everything are just incredible, aren't they?
But we'll
tie up and you get me set up with Mike and Fred and we'll get that going as well. But Barry, it's been an absolute, I tell you what, you over the years, you've become a real good friend, not a a good friend, a real, real good friend. You were like a brother to me, mate.
And well, really, you to me as well.
You know, it's just one of them things. And is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
No, I'm thankful for your listeners who are our fans. And, you know, I appreciate the love. I get a lot of emails from your fans.
More than I do. You'll have to send them over to me instead. Right, I'm going to have to leave it there, Barry. Barry, my special guest from Chicago for the last time, USA, Barry Burford, from Nimbus, the New Lost Generation, Maurice and the ET Group, and of course Maurice as well, and many more that he hasn't told us about yet, and he will do in the future. Thank you, Barry.
All right, take care, my friend. God bless.
What an amazing guest. Thank you, Barry. Stay tuned. There could be a little clip later on in this track, so stay tuned. And Barry asked me to say hello to Diane Simon. And why not? Hello, Diane.
I think I know what you got, girl, and what keeps you on my mind. It's that special thing about you, babe, that really, really blows my mind. You seem to be unapproachable because of your class and style. From the graceful way you walk, ooh-wee, to the sexy way you smile, I wanna be the first to say,
I've been thinking about you, babe,
yeah,
on my mind, night and day.
I wanna do to you, babe,
dreaming about you all the time.
Just wanna be your man, to give you all the love that you can stand. Come here, baby. You've been on my mind, baby, about a thousand times, yeah. Can't stop thinking about you, girl, 'cause I think, woo, you're really fine.
Heaven must have sent you
like an angel. You came from above.
You're a special lady.
You're my queen. You're my ecstasy. And I love you.
Thinking about you, babe.
Can you help me, girl?
Night and day.
Come on. Ooh, baby.
Thinking about you all the time. Thoughts of you just blow my mind.
Come on. Baby, baby, can't you see? To me, I'm willing to do all I can do to give you a love. Ooh, that's true. And I love
I've
you.
Been thinking about you, babe.
Please come on and help me, girl. Come on. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Dreaming about you.
I wanna do you, baby.
I just wanna take this time out to say to all the fellas out there, are you listening, brother? that in order to get what you want, you gotta know what to say. And to keep what you got, you gotta know what to do.
I wanna do you, baby. Woo, 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 woo. Come on. Ooh, baby. Ever gonna be with me? Woo!
Dreaming about you all
and
the time.
I have been thinking, baby, is it possible that you can love me too?
Stuff I didn't tell you about.
Go on then, tell me. I'll put it in.
There's stuff like when all of us went to audition for the Dreamgirls stage musical, and none of us made it. But what we did was this: the guy who created Dreamgirls, Michael Bennett, was there inside the theater auditioning people himself, and we, like I told you, Chicago singers, if you get them together, they're gonna sing. We're singing in the lobby while we're waiting for our turn. Michael Bennett comes out and says, because of what we're doing, he's going to write a play that involves street singing. And then he's going to call each of us, and he got all our numbers. He's going to call each of us to come to New York when the play happens. So we're going to be the street singers in the play. So had he not died, we would have been on Broadway.
And I told you not to switch off. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Barry and to everybody else involved in that. Take care.